Hello, hello, and welcome, shorts. Okay, I think this one's going to be an actual short. I'm shooting for 5 minutes here, Christian Post, but you can get the story pretty much anywhere, I think. Scottie Scheffler dedicates second Masters win to God. My victory was secure in the cross. This is such an interesting piece. I do sports pieces from time to time. I like sports ball. What can I say? I used to watch golf every Saturday. It was a thing. I don't know why. It was on. I liked sports. I watched the wide world of sports. I watched all kinds of sports. I watched sports that I didn't even understand. It's just the idea of the competition and the activity, I guess. I was a strange kid, but I was one of those. So, Scottie Scheffler, I haven't followed golf in a long time, so I'd never heard of this guy. Second Masters win. That's a big deal, folks. I mean, the Masters, that's a tough one. And, you know, you start hearing things like that. You're thinking about the pantheon of golfers at that point. So, congratulations, Scottie. Now, you also know that sports ball players are very superstitious. They are very superstitious. Baseball may be the most superstitious of them all. Football, the most nauseatingly publicly religious, probably. But they're all very superstitious, and that's just a part of sport. So it's nothing new that somebody who wins a sports competition dedicates their win to God. This is God. God made me do it. And it's usually associated with prayer and things like that. This article doesn't talk about prayer. If it did, I missed it. I kind of only skimmed. I was looking at just the comments from the golfer. And so we're going to get to those. But this piece here in the title is very tantalizing. My victory was secure on the cross. What? Is he talking about his Master's victory? You know, Jesus secured his Master's victory on the cross? That doesn't sound right. Of course not. Surely he's talking about his salvation. So I just want to get into this. So these are a few of his quotes. I was sitting around with my buddies this morning. I was a bit overwhelmed, the 27-year-old said. After becoming the 10th golfer in history to win 2 green jackets in 3 years. I think Tiger Woods was one of those. I told them I wish I didn't want to win as badly as I did or as badly as I do. I think it would make the mornings easier. I love winning. I hate losing. I really do. And when you're here in the biggest moments, when I'm sitting there with the lead on Sunday, I really, really want to win badly. Okay, we get it, dude. You like winning. He goes on. My buddies told me this morning my victory was secure on the cross, he said. And that's a pretty special feeling to know that I'm secure forever. And it doesn't matter if I win this tournament or lose this tournament. My identity is secure forever. Phew. Wow. For a minute there, I thought he was confusing his buddy's statement with his Master's win. And I would leave it there, except for the next paragraph. Are you ready? I believe that today's plans were already laid out many years ago. Here he's clearly talking about his victory. Let me start again. I believe that today's plans were already laid out many years ago. and I could do nothing to mess up those plans. It's like Calvinism for golfers. he was elected to win. What are you talking about? He couldn't do anything to mess it up if he wanted to. It was determined that he was going to win. So hard swing from talking about his salvation to talking about how God laid the plans for him to win many years ago. Says Scheffler later added, I have been given a gift of this talent. Well, he's clearly talking about golf here. And I use it for God's glory. That's pretty much it. So when I'm out there, I try to compete to the best of my ability. I feel like that's how I was designed. And at the end of the day, my identity is secure already. So he was designed to be a golfer. He was designed to be a winner. When God, before the foundations of time, was thinking, okay, that Scheffler, I'm not sure if he's going to be one of the elect or not, but he's going to be a damn fine golfer. I want to make sure that he's a damn fine golfer. But I'm just curious. If you are designed by God and predestined by God to win the tournament, then isn't that kind of cheating? It's kind of unfair to the rest of the people who trained and who played their hearts out and who got to this place. And no matter how good they were going to do, I mean, if he couldn't mess it up no matter what he did, they couldn't win no matter what they did. So when God starts meddling with sports, it's not really sports anymore. Is it? So, all right, you've heard it from the guy who was made for golf, literally designed for golf. And he didn't win today by his own talents and hard work. God had laid out plans for these victories. And there was nothing he could do to mess it up. Is this Christianity? You know, I'm going to keep bringing this stuff up because, you know, Christians, they lap this stuff up. They're not saying, look, dude, God had nothing to do with that. Shut up. No, they're loving it. And so as far as I'm concerned, this is real Christianity. Boots on the ground, butts in the pews. Christianity. You know what to do. Skeptics and Seekers. .squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account and discuss away. Send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until next time, I will see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.